Unit 16. Phone Messages. Page 62. 2. Let's listen. People are leaving phone messages. What kinds of messages are they? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
Hey, George. This is Tim calling. I just wanted to say how happy I was to hear about your promotion. That's great news. You really deserve it.
2.
Hi, Terry. It's Paula. I am so sorry I wasn't able to come to your party. I heard it was really fun. Unfortunately, I came down with food poisoning, and I just couldn't make it.
3.
Hello, this is the library calling for Mrs. Graham. This is just to remind you that several books you have borrowed are overdue.
4.
This is Mr. Kent from St. Albans School. I'm calling for Tracy's parents. Unfortunately, she's been absent from school again. Could you please call me back to clarify the situation?
5.
Hey, it's Wendy. It's Andrea's birthday on Friday. I was thinking maybe we could organize a surprise party for her. What do you think?
6.
David, this is Rosie. How are you? Are you doing anything on Saturday? There's a great jazz group in town. I know you're into jazz, so I thought you might like to go.
Page 63. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. People are leaving phone messages. Listen and number the pictures. 1.
Rob, this is Louise calling. It's 2:30. You said you'd meet me at 1:30 in front of the restaurant. Well, I'm not waiting any longer, and please don't bother calling me again.
2.
This is Mr. Norris from the carpet store. I'm afraid that we tried to get the stain out of your carpet, but we haven't been successful. Dry cleaning hasn't helped, so unfortunately, there isn't anything more we can do about it. Would you be able to come in and get your carpet this week?
3.
Paul, this is Anne. It's 8 p.m. and I'm still tied up at the office, so I don't think I'll be able to join you for dinner. I feel really bad about it, but we'll definitely have dinner tomorrow night. Promise. Bye.
4.
This is Mr. Grant in apartment 1201, calling for Mrs. West. I'm afraid I had a slight accident in the parking lot and did some damage to your car. I'm really sorry about it, but I'm sure that my insurance company will pay for the repairs. Please give me a call when you get in. You can reach me at 555-4026.
5.
Hi, Donna. This is Judy Peterson calling. You'll never guess where I am. I'm at the airport with Don and the kids. All 5 of us are here this time. Isn't that great? Hope you've still got room for us. We'll be at your place by 6 o'clock. Don't worry about dinner. We can just send out for some pizza. Our treat.
6.
Hello, I'm calling the Burtons. This is Mrs. Brown from across the street. Your dog got into my garden today and destroyed half my flowers. I'd say it's going to cost about $250 to replace them, not to mention my time and effort. Call me as soon as you get this message. The number is 916-5741.
Page 63. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. How does each caller sound? Circle the correct answer. Page 64. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are leaving phone messages. Listen and correct the mistakes in each message. 1.
Hello, Computer Technologies.
Hello. Could I speak to Pamela Gordon, please?
I'm sorry. She's at a meeting right now and won't be back until this afternoon. Can I take a message?
Yes. This is Ken Morita calling from Island Travel.
Is that M-O-R-I-T-A?
That's right. Ken Morita.
Got it. And can I have your telephone number, please?
Sure. It's 834-5627.
5627.
Right again. Can you tell her that the time of her flight on Thursday has changed?
All right. Flight time has changed.
Yes. Her flight on Thursday now leaves at 10:30, not 9:45.
Okay. I'll pass along the message.
2.
Good afternoon, First National Bank.
Yes. Is Jane Taylor there, please?
I'm sorry. She's at lunch right now.
Could I leave a message for her?
Yes, of course.
This is Brian from the bookstore.
All right. Can I have your phone number?
It's 477-3316.
477-3316.
That's right. Please tell her that the book she ordered is in today, and she can pick it up anytime.
Okay, Brian. Got it. I'll give her the message just as soon as she gets back from lunch.
Thank you.
3.
Hello, Chicago Language Center.
Yes, can I speak to Mr. Garcia, please?
He's teaching a class right now. Would you like to leave a message?
Sure. My name is Jeff Lee. I'm in his 7:30 Spanish class, but I can't make it tonight.
Hold on. Is that spelled L-E-E?
Actually, it's L-E-I-G-H.
Ah, I see.
And my number is 627-6082.
Is that 627-6082?
Right. Anyway, I can't come to Spanish class tonight because I have to work late on a big project. Can you tell that to Mr. Garcia, please?
Sure.
Thanks.
4.
Hello, Benny's Cafe.
Hi, is Benny there?
No, he just stepped out to the bank.
Oh, could you give him a message, please?
Sure.
This is Rosie Brown from Pet World.
Did you say Pet World?
That's right, and I'm Rosie Brown. The number here is 867-5309.
867-5309.
Right. He was talking about bringing his dog in for a shampoo and haircut. Please tell him he can come on Saturday morning around 11 o'clock.
Okay, come on Saturday morning, 11 a.m., shampoo and haircut. That's for Benny's dog and not for Benny, right?
Correct.
I'll tell him as soon as he gets back from the bank.
Thanks a lot.
Page 64. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. Where is each person the caller asks for? Circle the correct answer. This is the end of Side 2.